Please turn again to that portion of Scripture that we read earlier, 1 Samuel chapter 1. Could I say, first of all, that it's a great privilege to be in the martyrs with you today, and we pray that the Lord will bless His Word to all of our hearts. And we pray that the Lord will speak to us through His precious truth this afternoon. Very simply, today I want to preach on the subject, a godly mother. And I want to base my remarks on 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 11. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look in the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. And there shall no razor come upon his head. Let's bow in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank thee again for the privilege of preaching thy precious word. And O God, I pray now, as we would turn to the sacred page, that you would come, Lord, and fill us afresh with the Holy Spirit. We're so conscious, Lord, that we need thee. And O God, I pray today that you would fill me afresh with your gracious Holy Spirit. Pray, Lord, for each one that's gathered in this service today, that you would have a message for each and every one of our hearts. And, O God, we pray for those that are saved. Lord, that you would build us up in our most holy faith. And, O God, those who are still strangers to grace and to God, I pray, Lord, that you would save them even this Lord's day. Lord, hide us behind the cross, far behind the cross, that none would be seen save Jesus only. Bless us now, for it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. Of all the mothers that we read about in the Bible, there is none more godly than Hannah, the mother of Samuel. Although Hannah is only mentioned in two chapters in the Bible, 1 and 2 Samuel, such is the wealth of information that we have about her in these two chapters that she stands out as one of the greatest examples in the entire Bible concerning godly living. When you study 1 and 2 Samuel, you discover that Hannah was gentle, gracious, faithful, and one who loved the Lord with all her heart. She was not only a woman that was full of wisdom, but she was a woman who kept her word. And although she was provoked by her adversary and became discouraged, instead of living in depression, she brought her burden to the Lord in prayer. Hannah was discreet, humble, and always thankful for what the Lord had done for her. Indeed, when you read 1 and 2 Samuel, you soon discover that Hannah has so many qualities that it would be impossible for me to preach about them all today in this service. She was just a unique woman in every way. What I want to do this afternoon is this. I want to draw your attention to Hannah, the godly mother. And as we do so, I want you to consider three characteristics of a godly mother. And I pray that God will bless His word to all of our hearts. This, of course, is a message not just for mothers, but for us all. And I pray that as we consider this subject today, that the Lord will speak to all of our hearts and apply His word to each and every one of our souls. Hannah, a godly mother. What do we learn here about this godly mother? Well, first of all, I want you to notice the salvation of a godly mother. A godly mother is one, of course, who is saved by the grace of God. And Hannah was a mother who knew the Lord personally. In other words, she had a personal relationship with the God of heaven. Look at 1 Samuel 1 and verse 11. I want you to underline the phrase, thine handmaid. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child. Three times over in verse 11, Hannah describes herself as the handmaid of the Lord. Hannah here is describing herself as belonging to the God of heaven. Now, it's very important that you see that in the text. I'm sure that you have read this chapter many times. Perhaps you have even noticed this before. But if you haven't, I want you to notice it today. Hannah, in this verse, is describing herself as one who belongs to God. You see, Hannah knew the Lord in a personal way. In other words, there was a day in Hannah's life when she was saved by grace through faith. In chapter 2 of 1 Samuel, and verse 1, Hannah acknowledges that she is a recipient of God's salvation. Look what it says. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord, mine horn is exalted in the Lord, my mouth is enlarged over mine enemies. Listen to these words and underline them. Because I rejoice in thy salvation. Here Hannah is acknowledging that there was a day in her life when she received God's wonderful and eternal salvation. And in verse 9 of chapter 2, Hannah acknowledges that she is a saint of God. Look at chapter 2, verse 9. He will keep the feet of his saints. Oh, men and women, there was a day when Hannah was saved. A day when Hannah was born again. A day when Hannah met the Lord. Could I say this afternoon that the best mothers are saved mothers. Godly mothers. Mothers who know and love the Lord as their own and personal Redeemer. Mothers who have received God's wonderful salvation and who seek to bring their children up in the things of God. But let me just stop there for a moment. I want to say this. When I was a boy being brought up in my home, I had a good mother. I had a mother who loved me, a mother who cared for me, a mother who looked after me. But there was one thing that my mother could not do for me. She could not lead me to Christ because she was not a saved mother. My mother was not a godly mother because she did not know the Lord Jesus Christ as her own and personal Savior. And those young people who are here today and you have godly mothers who are saved by God's grace, let me say this to you. Thank God for your godly mother. If you have a godly mother today who is seeking to lead you to the Savior, don't despise her. It is a blessing that not all of us had. There's no blessing in this world than to have a godly mother, one who is saved and one who is seeking to lead her children to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe there are mothers in this service today and you're not saved. Oh, I exhort you to come to Christ today and then you will be able to lead your children to the Savior. Timothy had a mother who brought him up in the things of God. Turn over, keep your hand in 1 Samuel chapter 1 and turn over in the Bible to 2 Timothy chapter 1. Now, of course, if you're familiar with the story of Timothy in the Bible, you will know that the Apostle Paul was the one who eventually led Timothy to Christ. It was through, I believe, Paul's preaching that Timothy came to know the Lord as his own and personal Savior. But it was Timothy's mother who did all the groundwork. Look what it says in 2 Timothy 1 verse 5. First of all, here the Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is writing to Timothy, and he comes here to speak about Timothy's mother and Timothy's grandmother. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice. Here, Paul reveals to us that Timothy's mother Eunice was saved by the grace of God. Now, turn over to chapter 3 of 2 Timothy and look at verse 15, because Paul could say this concerning young Timothy, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Oh, as a boy, being brought up in the home, Timothy knew what it was to be instructed in the things of God from a mother's knee. And although the Apostle Paul received the privilege of pointing this young man to Christ, it was his mother that nurtured him and brought him up in the things of God. Oh, how Timothy was blessed. And not only had he a godly mother, but he had a godly grandmother. My friend, I had not the privilege of having a godly mother. I had a good mother and still have. And she loves me and I love her. But she wasn't saved and she's still not saved. Would you pray for her that God would save her? But I had a godly grandmother. And I can remember being in her company, and although she died when I was only 7 years of age, I can remember her praying for me. And I can remember her instructing me in the things of God. What a privilege. The salvation of a godly mother. Oh, mother, if you're not saved today, come to Christ. And then you'll be able to lead your children to the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. But notice something else here. Turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 1. I want you to notice, secondly, not only the salvation of a godly mother, but I want you to notice the supplication of a godly mother. Was there ever a mother who prayed like Hannah? Was there ever a mother who supplicated around the throne of grace like Hannah? Hannah was indeed a woman of prayer. In chapter 1 verse 10 it says that Hannah prayed unto the Lord. Underline those words. I want you to notice very quickly six things about Hannah's supplication, or six things about Hannah's prayer in 1 Samuel chapter 1. Now I'm just going to go through these characteristics very quickly, but I do want to point them out to you. Notice with me, first of all, that Hannah prayed earnestly. You'll notice in verse 10 that she wept. You'll notice in verse 11 that she vowed. You'll notice in verse 15 that she poured out her soul unto the Lord. And you'll notice in verse 13 that she did this from her heart. She wept from her heart. She vowed from her heart. She poured out her soul from her heart. You take the time to read those verses when you go home, and they will bless your soul. You see, in these verses we can see Hannah's earnestness as she supplicates around the throne of grace. You'll also notice that Hannah prayed persistently. Did you notice that in verse 12? We'll read verse 12, the first part of it anyway. It says, and it came to pass as she continued praying. Hannah was not going to allow anything or anyone to stop her from seeking the face of God. And although in this chapter she was misrepresented, and she was misrepresented by Eli, for he thought that Hannah was drunk, she kept on praying. And she kept on seeking the face of God. Such was her burden and such was the desire that God had placed upon her heart. You'll notice in verse 11, we'll go back to verse 11, that Hannah prayed specifically. Because in verse 11, she prays specifically and definitely for a man child. She was praying for a son. That was her prayer. And you'll notice that in verse 11 also that she prayed in humility. Because we have already noticed it, but let us notice it again under this point. She described herself as the handmaid of the Lord. She humbled herself in the place of prayer. She took the humble position before the Lord. She recognizes that she is only the sinner saved by grace. And she falls down before the Lord in humility. You'll notice in verse 18 that she prayed believingly. Hannah, she got up from the place of prayer believing that God had answered her prayer. Look what it says at the end of verse 18. So the woman went her way. This is after prayer. And did eat. And her countenance was no more sad. Why was her countenance no more sad? Because she had got through to God. She had met God in prayer. And the Lord had blessed her. And the Lord had touched her. And I believe the Lord had spoken to her. And now her burden was lifted. And as she went away from the place of prayer, she knew that God had heard her prayer. She prayed believingly. And in verse 11 again, you'll notice that she prayed wisely. Did you notice that? Although Hannah wanted a son, she wanted God to receive all the glory when her son was born. Hannah said in verse 11, I will give him unto thee. Underline those words. In other words, her motive for praying was right. Many look upon the prayer of Hannah here as a selfish prayer. But it was not a selfish prayer. The reason why Hannah wanted a son was in order so that she could give her son back to God. She wanted God to be glorified in and through her son. What wisdom Hannah displayed here. Oh, men and women, this is how we should pray. This is how mothers should pray. This is how fathers should pray. This is how sons should pray. This is how daughters should pray. We should pray earnestly, persistently, specifically, humbly, and wisely. And we should seek the Lord believingly as we come before the throne of grace. And there are many things that we could emphasize here about Hannah's prayer. But I just want to say this. Ulster needs praying mothers who will pray for their children. Mothers who will not stop praying until their children come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the hardest thing in the Christian life, in my opinion, is to bring up children in the things of God. The devil is out today to destroy Christian homes, to divide Christian homes. The devil is after our children. And the church today needs mothers who will pray. Maybe there are mothers here this afternoon and your children are far away from God. Don't stop praying for them. Pray on. God will answer your prayer eventually. Did God answer Hannah's prayer? Yes, God answered Hannah's prayer. In a most wonderful and a most unique way. Look at verse 20 of 1 Samuel chapter 1. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, called his name Samuel, saying, because, underline these words, because I have asked him of the Lord. And there's a wonderful little phrase at the end of verse 19. I hope you didn't miss it. Underline it. It says this, and the Lord remembered Hannah. Oh, dear mother today, the Lord will remember you and he will remember your prayers. The prayers that you've prayed down through the years. The prayers that you've agonized before God. The Lord will answer your prayers. Eventually, don't give up praying for your children. Don't give up praying for your loved ones. Look with me at verse 27, and this truth is emphasized again, that the Lord heard Hannah's prayer. Hannah said, for this child I prayed. Listen to it. And the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Isn't that wonderful? You know, the Bible says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Is God still the same? Of course he's still the same. God never changes. The Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the same yesterday and today and forever. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Thank God today we can trust and rest upon the Lord, and we can trust and rest upon his word. And the Bible tells us that if we call upon him, that he will answer us and show us great and mighty things that we know nothing of. Ask and ye shall receive. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Seek and ye shall find. What a word of encouragement here we have, not only for mothers, but for each and every one of us who are saved by the grace of God. Child of God, it is no vain thing to wait upon the Lord. And thank God, the one who sits upon the throne of glory is the one who is waiting to hear the cries of his people. His ear is ever open to our prayer. Oh, mother, don't stop praying for your children. You say to me, but preacher, I've prayed many years now. And the more I pray, the harder my children seem to get as far as the things of God are concerned. Oh, listen, keep on praying. Keep on praying. For the Lord will eventually hear the cry of your heart. Just 2 years ago, our second son went off to Australia. And a mother's heart was broken because our second son was not walking with God. In fact, he was far away from God. And going to Australia, he was going to get further away from God. And he went, and his mother had a heavy heart, and so too had his father. But nevertheless, we decided there's nothing we could do about it except pray. You know, men and women, during that year and a half when Aaron was out in Australia, there were times when his mother would waken up in the middle of the night with a burden to pray for her son. And I have to confess, she had a greater burden than I had. But she prayed. She prayed morning, noon, and night. And after a year and a half, he came home under conviction of sin. And just before Christmas there, we had the joy of pointing him to the Lord. The Lord answers prayer. Don't give up. Don't stop praying. No matter how far your children go down the road of iniquity, no matter how far they seem to go away from the Lord, keep on praying. Because God answers prayer. And don't allow the devil to discourage you from not praying. Because the devil will come and the devil will whisper in your ear, God has not heard your prayers. God will not answer your prayers. And you're wasting your time. Prayer time is not wasted time. Oh, they that seek the Lord shall find him when they seek him with all their heart. Thank God we can bring our burden to the Lord in prayer. Oh, the salvation of a godly mother and the supplication of a godly mother. Let me show you something else before the service ends today. Turn back again to 1 Samuel chapter 1. Consider with me the sacrifice of a godly mother. What did Hannah sacrifice? She sacrificed her son. In other words, she gave her son to God. Did you notice that? Take a look with me again at verse 24. They're familiar words to us, I'm sure. But notice exactly what is happening here. Hannah is keeping her vow. Before Samuel was conceived in her womb, she made a vow. Verse 11, that's what our text is all about. Look at verse 11. And she vowed a vow. What was her vow? Her vow was this, that if the Lord would give her a son, a man child, then she in return would give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there would no razor come upon his head. And after God answered her prayer, Hannah was faithful in keeping her vow, keeping her promise, and she sacrificed her son. She gave her son to the Lord. Look at verse 24 now. And when she had weaned him, She took him up with her with 3 bullocks and 1 ephah of flour and a bottle of wine and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me the petition which I have asked of him. Therefore, also, I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, here's her sacrifice. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshipped the Lord there. Hannah gave her best to God. As a mother, Hannah gave her all to the Lord when she gave Samuel. Samuel was the love of her life. Samuel had come an answer to prayer. But after Samuel came, Hannah recognized, now I must give him back to God. And that's what she did. But child of God, remember this, and this is very important. She could not have sacrificed her son if she had not first sacrificed herself. Before she could put her son on the altar for God, she had to put herself on the altar for God. Before she could give up her son, she had to give up herself to God. Before Hannah could give her son, she had to give herself to God, and that's exactly what she did. There's no one who sacrifices like a godly mother. Only eternity will reveal what godly mothers have sacrificed for God. Oh, we all owe our mother so much. Child of God, it's time for us all to lay our lives upon the altar for God. We want to see revival again. We want to see God answering our prayers. We want to see God's blessing. We must keep our vows. We must give our lives to the Lord afresh. There's a wonderful text of scripture, and I'll close with this. In Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, underline these words. The Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Oh, we've only one life, it'll soon be past. And only what's done for Jesus will last. Men and women, our lives upon this earth are very short. And someday, soon, we're going to leave this scene of time and go out into the great eternity. And we're going to go out into glory, those of us who are saved. And thank God, we're going to see our Savior face to face. But will we meet Him empty-handed? Oh, let us sacrifice ourselves to the Lord today. Let us give our lives afresh to Christ this afternoon. Because we will never sacrifice anything until we first sacrifice ourselves. Hannah could not have given her son to God if she had not first given herself. And we will give nothing to God until we lay our lives upon the altar. Do we want to see revival? Do we want to see souls saved? Do we want to see men and women brought into the kingdom of God? Do we want to see God's Holy Spirit outpoured upon our nation once again? Then it begins in here. It begins with us. It begins with me. It begins with you. And it begins when we begin to pray. And when we surrender our all to Him. A praying mother. Oh, may God make us all praying saints today. Let us all pray. Father in heaven, we thank Thee and we praise Thee for the truth that we learn from this portion of Scripture. And Lord, we have only glanced quickly upon the wonderful truth that is contained here. Lord, bless Thy word to every heart today. And oh God, I pray especially here for those, Lord, who are not saved. Even mothers who are not saved. Lord, that even this Lord's day, that they will come to know Christ, whom to know is life eternal. And Lord, those of us who are saved, Lord, help us to walk with Thee. Bless mothers and fathers today who are seeking to bring up children in the things of God. Remember, Lord, today wayward children, draw them to Christ. Oh God, we thank Thee that there's nowhere too far that they can run to escape the God of heaven. Thank Thee, Lord, wherever they are in this world today, You can bring conviction to their heart, conviction to their soul, and save them. Oh God, do it for Your great name's sake. Do it, Lord, so that we can win our children in order to give them back to Thee. Lord, bless Your word. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen.